On Monday, August 8th, Tall Can Audio hits 1,000 episodes.
Wait, that's still on? Who could possibly still care?
And the gang is all here to celebrate.
It's euphoric. It's got to be close to nirvana. It's outstanding.
For the first time ever, Maddie, Michaela, Rob, and Matt are all live in studio together.
It's happening, you guys! It's happening! Oh, my God, guys! Oh, my God! I wish you all were here!
Is this likely to go well?
Just check my notes here. No!
At least it will make a lot of noise.
Boom. Here comes the boom.
1,000 pods and 1,000 pints.
I don't think I've ever been as proud in my entire life.
TCA 1000 drops Monday, August 8th, wherever you find low-quality podcasts.
Fuck, it's out of control. Shit.
So you get excited because they're excited, gets me excited, gets all of our fans excited, and our sponsors. So it's going to work out.
Bless you, boys! Unbelievable! I don't think I've ever been as proud in my entire life.
Step into the well-informed, ill-advised, and oddly entertaining world of Tall Can Sports.
Here we go!
Light the candle!
We're lit. Tall Can Sports on the Tall Can Audio Podcast Network. There's Rob.
Hey.
It's that time of year, man.
And it's Matt over there.
It sure is. We are back into that time of year. Time to tee up the NHL season, man. We are only just over a week away from the start of the season. We made it. It was getting a little
touch
rough
and go.
There.
Touch yeah. and go. Wasn't yeah. sure we were going to make it.
Yeah. But here we are. And so as we do year to year, preview the divisions. What are you drinking over there? Because I'm drinking the same thing.
Same thing you're drinking, which is the Snooze You Lose.
Oh, it's kind of nice.
Honey Brown Ale.
Yeah.
By the All or Nothing Brew House. Out of the Dirty Schwa.
I'm going to need you to show a little more respect.
Not happening, man. Come on, honestly. I'm not loving it.
No way.
But I'm not a honey brown guy.
I don't mind a lot of the, you know, I've talked before about the downtown brown
yep.
or the a lot of the brown ales. I don't mind.
You do go in for the generic brown ale.
Yep, I do. So we've talked about this brewery on Audio Whiplash, number 170, or this brewery. What did I say? I said this beer, but
not the brewery. I think we got
Look
that.
Look at me, man. Nailing it and then blowing it.
Stumbling and not even knowing it.
Yeah. Oh, I know it.
Oh, you fucking blew it.
Out of South Oshawa anyway, and been meaning to get over there and check it out. So I'm apparently enjoying this one a little more.
So I'm bringing it to you.
Yeah.
It's what I do here.
Yeah. It's weird, man. First place I try this Oshawa Brewery's beer is up here in Ottawa, but yeah, that's how it goes sometimes.
Well, it's got a crazy, it's got one of those old school boxers. He's bare-chested with his mustache, and he's got his dukes
Mustachio,
out. And he's yes, and he's boxing a bear.
Nice, man.
Yeah, to me, their cans are they're very bright yellow-based lot. You know, it sort of jumps off the shelf at you, which is actually where I as I was scanning around looking for something, you know, a little different.
This is going to be where we tee up the Pacific Division. Oh.
Sorry,
Rob's putting his dukes out now.
Yeah, fight, honestly, getting into it.
Downey fighting the microphone.
The Pacific just fires me up like nobody's business.
Yeah. Last year, I think at least going in and through most of the season, maybe the weakest in the league.
Still the weakest in the league.
It does kind of look
this
that way.
This is a lot like poo on my shoe. See, there are. I'm not saying they're the worst team, although I believe, I'm going to let the cat out of the bag I believe that the Kings are the worst team in the NHL.
Sens fan throwing it down.
Yeah.
Take that, Kings.
Yeah, no.
Because it will be those two.
For sure. For
duking
sure.
it out.
Not disputing that.
No.
I think there are weaker teams in other divisions, but I think this division has is the softest.
I agree with that. Although I'm not sure where you're finding weaker teams than the Kings.
I think Kings are 31.
Yeah.
But I think there's, you know, there's other divisions that have teams that may be in 29, 30-ish range. Hello, Atlantic.
Okay. We will get into that
for sure
in a future show. That's usually where we finish up. The night before the season starts, we come home to the Atlantic. So we will we'll slowly work our way back home. Starting in the Pacific, though, I want to get your take on the Flames. Last year, they won the division and kind of ran away with it towards the end. But
despite having a real sort of a masked bandit in net, you never had, you couldn't rely on one guy for any.
Well, and that much hasn't changed, right? Like there was a time in our TCA hockey pool last year where I was just shuffling between David Rittich and Mike Smith because despite them being bad, they were getting wins. And but week to week, you didn't know which fucking guy was being named the starter. So, but they did win the division. They didn't give up or lose much, although they are still waiting on Matthew Tkachuk, at least at time of recording.
Right. The real difference there, essentially, was flipping Neil out for Lucic.
Yeah. And they did lose Oscar Falkenberg.
Yeah. Well,
you never know how
that
might.
Some of your Falcon business.
Ooh. Like that.
Yeah.
And they have replaced Mike Smith with Cam Talbot, who our Western correspondent reports to me is already getting booed in preseason games out there. So I'm not sure how that's all going to play out. This team, I think, for me, is going to take a step back only because I think they overachieved a little last year. Like, I don't expect a mid-30s Mark Giordano to be a Norris candidate again. Like,
right.
He's very good.
That's
but,
lightning in a bottle, baby, right there.
Right. And I still have them as a playoff team, but I don't think they are a division-winning team, and I think their goaltending is still going to be problematic.
Well, and see, the thing is, I think what Cam Talbot is going to bring, I think Cam Talbot is much more in the middle. I don't think he's going to bring you the highs that Mike Smith could bring, or at times, the lows that Mike Smith could bring. Like Mike Smith,
to me, Talbot is more steady, eh?
All I'm saying is I think the range that he works in is much tighter.
It's mediocre, but it's always mediocre.
Yeah,
it's not great to awful.
this is it. It's not the peaks and the valleys aren't quite as severe.
That could be.
And so is Rittich willing or able to step up
right
and be that 50 to 55 game guy as opposed to, hey, it's easy for me to step in when Smith wavers or loses his shit altogether, right? Versus being the man backed up by Talbot and going in that route.
Outside of the goaltending, is this a division winning team? Like, what do you think of these guys?
Well, see, I don't think they're a division winning team either this year, right? So I had them squarely in the three hole.
Okay.
Right. In terms of, I still like the D.
Yeah.
I think how well, Lindholm, how well he did coming over from Carolina last year. I expect him to take a step back too.
Really, yeah.
It doesn't mean he's got to hit the toilet,
right?
But I just think that was one of those situations where you go,
well, that tie-up line with him and Monahan and Goodrow was pretty impressive. And if that's the way their chemistry is going to work, then they could repeat that. But they're going to, you know, they need Tkachuk back in there because
with Backlund and Frölich,
yeah,
which was that
second line is not good without him, right?
For sure, like, for sure. And so to me, I'm just expecting, as you said, I still have them in the three hole.
Yeah.
I still have them as a playoff team, but I don't have them. Yeah,
I've got them at two. So still, whatever. But taking, I just think no one is running away with this division like Calgary did last year, and I think it's going to be kind of a cluster right till the end. So
well, to me, this division in the top half, it sort of sorts itself out. We can we can debate where the creamy middle part goes.
Right.
Anybody below Calgary in the three hole or wherever that is isn't making the playoffs, anyways.
Any chance at all? Lucic is going to. Yeah, he's never going to perform to his salary, but that he can be useful for them.
Well, they're projecting him to be a third line player here, and I think.
Yeah,
I don't think he brings top nine caliber
not
anymore.
His foot speed is just too,
And that's not the game they want to play there.
No,
it
isn't.
They don't want to play a heavy game. And as soon as you ask him to get out of his comfort zone, that's not happening.
We talked about that deal when it went down. I had no idea what Calgary was doing. James Neal had a terrible first year in Calgary, but if you're going to ask me to bet on one of those guys, I'll bet on him rebounding before Lucic. And then even contract-wise, he's unloadable. You know, you don't have to protect him when we come around to the expansion draft for Seattle, which you do have to with Lucic. Like, there was a bunch of reasons not to do that.
Yeah.
And I don't know what Calgary was thinking.
Well,
gave up too quick on that.
Yeah, and Ken Holland needs to... He needs to have hit the honeymoon extended, right? Whatever Oilers fans, when they miss the playoffs again,
yeah,
they need to give...
Cut him a little slack.
For sure, because the fact that he was able to unload Lucic, as we talked early in the summer,
yeah,
man, that's a Dion Phaneuf kind of contract.
Right. Why don't we move up Highway 2 to Edmonton, since we're here anyway? I think... I really like Dave Tippett. I think that's a great hire for them because
that's a great iced tea.
I think looking at this team, the way the cap was set up, there was only so much, as you just referenced, that Ken Holland was going to be able to do in one summer. And so Dave Tippett is absolutely a systems guy, right? Okay, we don't have the depth we want up front, so can we play tight enough? Can we play a system that maybe can get us somewhere? I don't have Edmonton back in the playoffs this year, but I expect them to be better than last year as long as McDavid is going to come back healthy from the knee injury. But I really like Dave Tippett as a coach. I think that's a good hire.
He's looked fantastic.
Yeah.
In sort of practice and in scrimmage. I haven't seen any.
Everybody does, man. Best shape of their life.
Yeah. And the thing with Connor McDavid is, so much of his game is speed-based,
yep,
and turning that corner and driving the net,
yep,
which is where he continues to get hurt, right? And so, you know, you're a $100 million man, and to me, he's the best player in the NHL, as long as he still does those things.
Right.
Right? Because what separates him is his blazing speed, plus his ability to handle the puck and do things at that top speed. There's lots of guys, well, not lots of guys, there are guys who have... speed.
Because Barry Kapanen might be almost as fast as McDavid, but the puck is a grenade on his stick while he's doing it.
After to see you in Detroit. And I think...
Michael Grabner, right?
And I think what you're going to see here in Ottawa as it continues on is Formanton.
I think he just got cut today.
Okay. Down to Belleville, you mean?
Yeah.
But eventually,
yeah,
that's speed, a guy speed, who speed. Has, honestly, top 5% speed, but
right.
doesn't have
right.
anywhere near... the ability to handle the puck.
Right.
So as long as McDavid is able to do that, I put them out of the playoffs sheerly, like right away with Cassian on the top line, you, my friend,
well,
you're not
they
making
put,
the playoffs.
Did they not already put Draisaitl back up there?
Yeah.
And so we're doing that again, right? Like you could have really good center. And I get it because they don't have any winger depth. But, man, like we talk about this every year with this group, right? Like, are you going to allow him to become a 50-goal center on his own and have him carry his own line? Or are we going to keep putting him back with his security blanket?
Because if you look at Neil, Gagne, and Nugent Hopkins, if that is going to be what you're going to float out there, that's an intriguing kind of...
Well, Gagne spent time in the AHL last year.
Yeah, well, and he's a guy who's, you know, past his prime. But you are, instead of going... McDavid, Draisaitl, Nuge down the middle,
yeah,
and going, man, 1, 2, 3, you're looking good,
yep,
in those areas. Yeah, it really takes, when you already have lack of depth on the wings,
right,
you are now putting Draisaitl up,
but
and
wouldn't
then
you wouldn't
bump
you
everybody up, and now your bottom six, garbage.
But wouldn't you flip it? Like
yeah,
I'd rather put
McDavid on the wing.
Oh, yeah, no.
Okay, sorry.
I'd rather put Nuge with McDavid and have Draisaitl as that big scoring threat on a second line, because Nuge isn't as good as Draisaitl, like for me. And so if we're going to be splitting these guys up and we're not going to go 1, 2, 3, I need Draisaitl to drive his own line. I got to find a way to get that done. And
as your $8.5 million man.
Yeah. Well, we got...
I don't disagree.
Yeah. So we'll see how it goes. They've got... Jesse Puljujärvi sitting over in Finland saying, yeah, I'm not coming back. Like,
he's over there. You know, honestly, he should end up in Switzerland with...
Well, all the cool kids, man.
With Rantanen and Laine hanging out over there going, let's just form
seems
our
like
own...
a good party, man.
Let's just form our own line.
Yeah. I don't like, you know, Mike Smith's another year older.
I was just going to say, who's going to start there?
Well, they've given Koskinen the longer-term deal, but that was terrible as well.
Yes.
This is going to be another year where they just flop back and forth.
Sorry for, you know.
Mike Smith is a placeholder.
Inheriting that anvil.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of that for Ken Holland, and I think it's going to be really hard. I was skeptical of the Ken Holland hire when he went there just because I found him to be a little too old school for what's happening right now. But it's going to be impossible to evaluate for at least another year, maybe two, just because they're so fucked on the cap while being so bad. And it's hard to pin that on him. That's all Shirelli.
Well, and they still have your boy Chris Russell.
Yes. The Cowboy.
Yeah. Still, well,
good
love
for
that.
You guys.
They love that. They love their Western guys.
Out of the playoffs.
For sure out of the playoffs. And you know what? I don't have them. I had Arizona.
Oh, I do too. I have Arizona well ahead of them.
Yeah, well ahead of them.
Yep. Why don't we go to Vancouver?
Because to me, I'm looking at Edmonton and Vancouver side by each, right? In terms of going which one? Well, exactly. which is the worst of the two, right? And it comes down to, and you're like, I don't know, man. It's
hard.
It certainly is hard.
Like Edmonton's top end is better than Vancouver's top end, but Vancouver's depth is better than Edmonton's. And I will take any of Vancouver's goaltenders over
Thatcher Demko.
Yep.
Your boy.
Yep.
Yeah. And you like big Markstrom. Markstrom had some
stretches.
I like
him better than Mike Smith and Koskinen right now. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He had some stretches of good hockey last year. Bo Horvat, they love as a top-end guy. He's not. It looks like Elias Pettersson might be. I expect him to take only a tiny step back this year, but only based on the sophomore slump thing a little bit. Teams know what to expect out of him a little bit more.
I like their D better, too.
Yeah. Right. Now, I don't love Tyler Myers, at least not at the money.
And they want to roll him up there with Hedler.
Yeah.
Right? Oh. But you then have Hughes... Mm-hmm. You have Jordy Benn is there in your 5-6 spot.
Yep. And Quinton Tanev. Hughes is coming along pretty well, and I've still got Edler. So, you know, their D is better than Edmonton's. But
I bet you Winnipeg's looking at Tyler Myers and thinking, hey, for sure. You know what? I totally undervalued that.
Didn't expect Buff to be gone.
Yeah, exactly.
And, of course.
Less than Buff.
Yeah, well, and we'll get to the central on the next one. But Winnipeg's D, yeah, in trouble.
So in the end, though, I put Edmonton ahead of Vancouver.
I got it the other way around.
Okay.
So, well, why don't you take us to last place here?
Well, Los Angeles Kings.
Yeah, you're right. Sorry.
So to me, you still have Dustin Brown on your top line. They have a defense core of Doughty, Martinez, and Paul Ledoux. Who the hell is Paul Ledoux? Like, I don't know these people.
Right.
And then Jonathan Quick, I think.
34, 35 years old now.
And just breaking
40
down.
40 games last year. And he's already said, save percentage.
It's the quote I hear all the time where somebody said, you know, would you teach kids to play goalie the way you do? And he said, yeah, if they want to end up in the emergency room. Right? It's not orthodox. It's hard on the bod. It's almost like Hasek-like in terms of.
Sure, but got him two cups.
Yeah, no, for sure. But what I'm saying is he's broken down.
Yes. No, and we talk about this with so many guys who play, you know, mainly forwards, that hard, rugged style. Your career is over first, but you're going to be good for a fleeting moment.
Yeah, and if you're going to still run out, to me, Kopitar was great in his day. 2 years ago, we had a nice little flash, little resurgence.
And it brought Brown back from the dead with him.
Yeah, but... To me, the league gets faster, the league gets younger.
Jeff Carter gets slower and slower.
Yeah, and they keep pushing him further down the line.
Yeah. They need your Tyler Toffolis to step up, right? Like, guys like that second wave, and it just hasn't really happened. And they're kind of dying on the vine right now.
Well, they're counting on Adrian Kempe in the second as a second center.
Yeah.
Just to me, it's so...
No, I'm with you. These guys are suffering right now worse than Chicago with that post, you know, semi-dynasty, whatever,
but
hangover.
Yeah, but Chicago was always able to, right from the first cup, swap guys out. Ladd, Byfuglien,
okay,
whatever.
Okay, but even eventually they also ran out of...
Well, as soon as they got two guys off of their bridge contracts and...
Yeah,
And then you're now paying paying guys huge cash, and
right.
the rest of it grinds to a halt.
I have Arizona at four.
I also had Arizona at four.
And I don't think it's going to be quite enough to get in. That hinges more on what's going to happen over in the Central.
To me, the Central's too stacked.
Yeah.
To give up to this caliber of team.
Yeah. They're going to cross over and take that four spot.
So you had Vancouver in seven-ish. Yeah. Like you said. And you had Edmonton in six.
Yes.
So clearly that means you have Anaheim in...
Sorry. I'm all over the fucking place here, man. Because I didn't write my shit down like I normally do.
Write your shit down, man.
I have both Edmonton and Vancouver ahead of Anaheim. Anaheim may have a top three goalie in the league, and nobody knows because they're just so bad.
Gibson, like, you're talking about.
Yes.
See.
They are. Ryan Kessler is done. Like, dude can hardly walk. Corey Perry, they bought out
and let him go.
Yeah. Getzlaff is still around, but again, that's another team that was sort of counting on, honestly, a lot like LA, where like they had a couple of conference finals in there. Like, they were a good team for a long time and just haven't gotten it done since 07. And now they're waiting on that second wave of Kasha and Raquel and Silverberg and these guys to become the top end. And they just haven't.
I like their optimism of they're looking at running out a top line of Raquel, Sam Steele,
yep.
and Silverberg.
Yeah. Well,
wow, that's super optimistic.
Yeah.
And then you look at
still some good young pieces on defense.
Henrik and Getzlaff down the middle further, but honestly,
I'm kind of over Adam Henrik, I think.
Okay, but he came over, had a nice little surge there as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, Hampus Lindholm,
Cam Fowler,
Josh Manson.
Yeah. Like, there's some pieces there that are
But Del Zotto, that guy's worn out.
Yeah.
That is, so to me, I have Anaheim in seven. Who do you have winning this division?
I have Vegas winning the division.
Well, looky. Matt has put on his big boy pants today and has agreed with Rob.
Oh, I see how that's... Vegas has lost a couple pieces. It's funny, a team being only 2 years into their existence, already having the cap gods coming down and taking their fucking... wrath on they've had to let Gusev go for almost nothing, and they had to
Pay the guy,
right? And they had to let I think ended up in Buffalo.
Hmm.
No, a defenseman.
I'm
okay.
See, to me, I think they have potentially one of the best top two lines, right? In terms of what they run out with, if you're looking now, that sort of Marchessault, Carlson.
Smith
line, they've sort of bumped it back, went with Pacioretty, Stastny, and Stone as your
top
one. That's and this is what I'm saying. Gets a little thin past that.
Yeah.
But you look
you got to assume Nate Schmidt's going to be another year better. Shea Theodore is going to be another year better, right? Like, I don't mind their defense, and it's going to be, for me, is Fleury still up for this, right? How many more years has he got?
He's got a couple... They're paying him a couple more years.
Yeah, well.
But that was my question, too. The only real question for this team is, how long the goaltending holds out.
Yeah.
But again, I don't see this team tearing it down, like lighting it up. I don't see anybody in this division.
Those are two different things.
For sure. I don't see anybody in this division running away with with anything.
No. I think it's going to be clumped, and at the end of the day, I just looked at the depth up front and went, give me Vegas.
See, this is it.
Yeah. And so I had then Calgary second and San Jose third.
See, so we had that flipped.
Okay.
I had San Jose in two.
So Pavelski goes, Jonas Donskoy goes.
I saw him.
Justin Braun goes. I think Donskoy's in Colorado.
And Braun's in Chicago.
I think that's right.
Yep.
Yeah. So, you know, Pavelski's a huge piece. But
to me, Pavelski is the biggest piece there.
But they may have made the right call in terms of not wanting to go long-term, in terms of how they were going to look. You know, they're looking at guys. They also have Burns and Carlson to pay on the blue line. Timo Meier came in with not a bad little deal there to keep them.
Very, very under the radar early in the summer. Right?
Yeah.
He was a guy that said, I don't care what's happening. And
yeah,
I don't know where my comparables are, but
I want to stay here
and
do this.
And they so need... They have cap issues hugely. Like Marlowe, I think.
Well, Marlowe didn't end up there.
No, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
I think he envisioned when Carolina got traded there, Carolina bought him out. He's like, well, I'll go and I'll sign for the minimum.
And they're like, yeah.
Guess what? No.
And he
hasn't. We saw what you did there in Toronto.
Well, yeah. Would you be interested?
Would that be something you could, you might be interested in?
at league minimum, fourth line, would you be interested in Patrick Marlowe?
Jason Spezza?
Well, not that different, right? And I just, word that seems to be going around, and I've read in a few different places now, is that he's had some offers to come in, but he wants people to promise they will keep his Iron Man streak alive. And that was something that was making Leaf fans crazy last year. Like, not even that he was killing us, but like, could we give him two games off in the last week before the playoffs? No, because he's got this Iron Man streak. Yeah. And he values that way more than anybody else. Yeah. Like, Edmonton was interested, apparently. I've heard one or two other teams might be interested. But he wants that commitment.
Yeah, and I think the other thing that is going to be is I think he's boxed himself into a bit of a situation. I think he's moved his family back.
Yeah.
To the San Jose area. He's not moving them.
No, but like he was going to Edmonton without them, right? Like,
yeah. So to me, if you looked around and went, all right, so clearly none of the California teams are interested.
Right.
And you go, what about Colorado? Because to me,
that'd be interesting.
They have cap space.
Yep.
They have, you know, you sort of say, where do you fit in? Can I fit in there somewhere?
Right.
It's close enough. Right. I'm talking more from his perspective.
Yeah.
Clearly than.
But even as a PR move, does Joe Sakic want to bring that in and go, yeah, this isn't working and I'm sitting you down and be the guy who ended, you know, like,
yeah.
How much do you think about that stuff?
Nobody wants to be handcuffed by that.
No.
Especially as a guy who's going to be in his early 40s.
Yeah, he's just not that valuable anymore. Like, it's just not worth it.
You can't make those demands. I'm sorry about that. But you're going to have Thornton down the line.
Well, just one quick thing before we go back to San Jose. Will he get a job this year or is he done?
Patrick Marlowe.
Yeah. You think he's done?
I think he's not anywhere right at this moment.
No.
To me, he goes the way of Aginla or
Phaneuf, apparently.
Yeah, or what's his face from Arizona?
Oh, what's his Shane Doan.
Shane Doan, right? Those sorts of guys who you go, you know, studs, hard-working, hard-playing guys, and you sort of go.
Because if you can't stick.
Hey, I'm looking for a deal.
Right. Like Shane Doan,
we're not
right?
looking for you.
And Patrick Marlowe, if they're not in Arizona or San Jose, do you want to be someone who brings that guy in to be a fourth liner and then has to end his career? Like, that's just, it's not worth it even PR-wise, right? Like,
well, again, if that's his demand, are you interested
but
in
But even
playing?
If it's not, like, even
or
if
winning a cup? Because if you're interested in winning a cup, or are you interested in extending your Iron Man streak? Because then get lost. Because I don't want to go and play in Edmonton. Okay.
That's been said.
This is not a slam on Edmonton, but this is.
I'm slamming.
To me, they're not making the playoffs. So, as a veteran guy who has maybe no years left, but do I want to go and spend a season on a team that's not making the playoffs?
Right.
And just because I'm chasing my own
Iron Man
legacy.
Shit. Yeah.
I'll go and I'll make.
Should've stayed in Carolina.
I'll make the minimum for sure. Yeah. I'll make the minimum. On a contending team.
So you had brought us back to San Jose. Joe Thornton does re-sign. I guess he'll be number three.
They are talking about him down playing with Brodzinski and whoever else down there. To me, it's
Brodzinski.
It's thin. Yeah. It's thin. And you look at.
But you got them at two.
I do. Well, because of the division.
Yeah. And really, what is Martin Jones? Is he
terrible last year?
Yeah.
Sub 900.
Yep.
Right. And Aaron Dell showed that when you know, he didn't really have the gear to step up either.
No.
And you look at, you know, Vlasic, just another year older.
Mm-hmm.
Burns put up some points last year, but he is also not great defensively.
No. And we'll see what Carlson's got left. Right. Well, like they're banking on him, obviously, to keep it going for a long time.
Well, and he can be. Yeah, he can be great at his top end.
Yeah.
And you just...
Is that still there?
Well, and you wonder about the, you know, that's a guy who missed more than half of last year.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have some concerns really about the depth of the forwards.
Yep. But this division
Well, this is it. And so you're afforded...
Yeah.
You're afforded some space due to the division. Because to me, none of the teams... No one in this division would win another division.
No, I don't think so.
In my opinion.
So we've gone, both had Vegas in first. We flipped Calgary and San Jose. I have Calgary in second. You have San Jose in second.
Yep.
Then the opposite in third. And then I had Arizona in fourth. It sounds like you do as well.
I also have Arizona in fourth.
Antti Raanta, when he's been healthy, has shown that he can be good enough to be a number one guy. But can he stay healthy long enough to do it? Last year, they just didn't score enough goals. And, you know, can Phil help with that? Yeah, probably. Is Phil everything he used to be? No. But everyone always talked, even in Pittsburgh, that coach there, Rick Tocchet, was the Kessel Whisperer.
The Kessel Whisperer. That's exactly where I was going.
Yeah.
I think when you add Kessel to Keller, mm-hmm. Dvorak,
yeah.
Schmaltz and Hinostroza, I think Hinostroza.
Yep.
Had great sort of steps forward in terms of youth. I like where they're going. They had great specialty teams last year, mm-hmm. despite the talent, right? I think Ekman Larson, Demers Chikrin,
yep.
They have some. Yarmolson is still there. I'll be interested to see how much.
Another year older. I'm not in love with their D.
Okay, but to me, their D is good enough to separate them from the ones behind them.
Yep.
Right, which is Edmonton and Vancouver, which we had flipped.
Yep. And then Anaheim and LA.
Anaheim and
sure.
LA. Yeah. So I'll be interested. And the key is, with so many teams, is goaltending help.
Yeah.
Because Raanta has shown since he moved over,
mm-hmm.
right, that he's been able to, when healthy and playing, sustain a decent level of yeah. goaltending. And so, but it's not good enough, I don't think. Right, I think only three teams out of this division are making the playoffs.
Yeah, I think when we get to the Central here on the next episode of Talking in Sports, you know, we both have five teams coming out of the Central and just three here from the Pacific. I do like Arizona to finally, you know, take another step and be almost good enough, but get kind of screwed by the wild card rule, and that's just kind of how that's going
to
go.
Yeah, would you like to see that move to just four teams from each division?
Yes, I would.
Yeah, especially when Seattle comes in and there isn't any
yep.
any need to weight the divisions.
If the whole deal is supposed to be building divisional rivalries, then you've undone it with the wild card rule, right? So
right.
I would just, you know, is Tampa Columbus, based on last year, going to become a rivalry? No, because they're probably not going to play each other.
Right.
Again this
I season, have right? zero like, interest in seeing the Boston Bruins be the Metro champions.
Right. And that can easily happen in a lot of these sort of wild card. So if you were going to go back to this, which obviously they decided, to me, it was a half measure, right? They wanted to do it, but also because so many of these divisions were unbalanced at the time.
Strangely, only going half the way, eh?
Yeah.
Seems odd.
Yeah. That's Gary's.
Come on, Gary, get your shit together.
Yeah. So anything else on the Pacific, man?
It's poo, really.
It's not good.
Is where it comes down to. And I know all you good West Coast listeners, you know,
yeah.
we don't love the Canucks. We look upon
sure
the Oilers
don't.
With scorn.
Yes.
And some dismay. And the rest we don't care about. So it's so really Vancouver and Edmonton, you should be happy.
Yeah, we at least talked about you.
And we have feelings about you.
Nothing
so,
more than
feelings.
True, man. We'll be back on the next one with the Central Division as we continue to work our way.
Start making our way towards some good
yeah.
hockey.
Yeah, back. We work our way closer to home. We work our way closer to opening night. That's Tall Can Sports. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Tall Can Audio, Facebook.com/Tall Can Audio. You can hit us up at TallCanAudio.com. We got the contact page. We always want to hear what you think. If it's not stupid, we might even read it here on the show, man.
Well, if it's not any dumber than what we just said.
So low bar to clear.
Yeah, good. Honestly, lay it on us, man. Yeah. Whatever you got.
That's Tall Can Sports, and we'll catch you all on the next one.
See ya.
We're not going to be fucking sucked this year. Yeah!
Thanks for listening. You can get more TCA at TallCanAudio.com or by searching Tall Can Audio on your favorite podcast app.